And so once again, tragic news has come from the Gauteng Education Department with the death of a 19-year-old grade 11 learner from Mondio High School. He was stabbed outside the school. Now, this is hot on the heels of the news of an Edenvale High School learner being attacked by other pupils who've now been suspended. You can imagine, with all these incidents happening and still trying to open 43 new schools, surely the department has its work cut out for them. Joining us now, Steve Mabona, spokesperson for the Gauteng Department of Education. Good evening. Welcome to Metro FM Talk, Mr. Mabona.
Good evening, Khopedi, and to all our listeners.
Are you well? Long time?
Look, we are trying. We are very much busy under the circumstances, but we are soldiering on.
What is the latest on the Mondio High School murder before we go any far?
Look, we visited the school this morning. Mm-hmm. The school was not disrupted. You know, curriculum continued as planned. The only thing was that our psychosocial unit team was on the ground. They were assisting those learners that needed, you know, assistance. As you will know, that during any bereavement, people react different.
Sure.
So there are those that emotionally will be drained and they will need assistance or professional help. So we're doing that. But overall, we'll continue as normal. And during the, actually on the day of the incident as well, school was not disrupted because the incident occurred outside, you know, the school. So we managed to, you know, lock the gates so that there was no movement outside, you know, of learners. And they were, you know, in class, continuing with the curriculum. So the staff, you know, and the management at the school were very proactive in making sure that no interruption.
I'm glad school is carrying on, and I like how you say as normal, but we all know it can't be business as usual. Steve, how's the department coping with all these tragedies? Because there's been a couple of them lately.
Look, quite difficult because now we are busy moving from one school to the other.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not a bereavement that we need to contend with, it will be that of violence, you know, among learners, and quite strange. I mean, you have, you know, a girl child fighting, you know, for different reasons, and it's quite scary because now, I mean, if you are going into an environment and you find learners, you know, fighting to an extent of harming each other, so we felt that the partnership that we have with Teddy Bear Clinic, that of conducting workshops in different schools, we had to enhance that and say, let's identify more schools where Teddy Bear Clinic will be going or conducting those workshops.
Right.
And they've agreed to say, look, we will assist you. Go at this school, because they deal with a lot of criminal, you know, cases. Just to give learners an insight on what is happening at the court level, what is happening at the police station level, and what are the repercussions in the event they will find themselves in those, you know, areas. What is it that might come there? You might have a criminal record, which might be a hindrance in your, you know, career path. You know, a lot of negativity, which might, you know, hinder your future. So those elements, we want them to be taught or to be shared with while they are still at the school, so that they understand that law will not be merciful if they conduct themselves in a very wrong fashion.
Correct, correct. And I'm glad there's an intervention of sorts that the department is applying, because it's, me being a parent, it's a little worrying. Somebody was talking about it being a trend, but can we even say it's a trend of violence in schools? Or are these cases, has it always been like this, Steve? Or are we seeing it more now because of the advent of social media and things being captured and shared readily?
Look, social media has an impact. Don't underestimate the impact that social media has. It's in twofold, these advantages and disadvantages. Advantages in the form that some of the things that would not be captured, they were not going to be exposed. and they would probably action will not be taken.
Sure.
And those that are perpetuated by them being exposed, you know, in the social media, some would want to follow the bandwagon and let's say, let's do this and put it in the social media for their ulterior, you know, benefits or the ulterior motive, which it will be probably negative. So it's in twofold. You want to have it social media to assist you, but you also don't want it to be utilized at the advantage of those that want to do wrong things. So you find yourself in this situation. But what we are saying, parents need to play a major role in assisting us to parent. Because some parents will say, I can't do anything about this child. Let this child go to school. They will see to finish. Which is not something that really we need to do as parents. We need to,
because you can't outsource parenting.
Definitely. We need to participate, make sure that the code of conduct that we have crafted at the school, working with the SGB, it talks to the current situation. It talks to our children now on what is it that we want to do in terms of them transgressing that code of conduct that we have crafted. What is it that we want to do in terms of, making sure that they don't deviate or they don't transgress? Or if they do transgress, what is it that we're going to do? Because MEC was putting an emphasis that, look, it seems like in our space now we are dealing with criminals who decide to kill. Now, we need to go to Parliament and say the Schools Act is quite lenient because it says if a child is still a school-going child, after expulsion from one school, then we must find stay in the other school. So it looks like then you're shifting the goalpost. You're moving one problem from this school to the other.
To another, because
Other schools will be reluctant to take that child and say, no, but this child has committed, quite a serious crime or did, or we can't take. So we want to go to Parliament and say, no, let's amend. Those that behave like criminals, let them be treated like criminals. And the law must take its course so that we know that this is how we're going to be managing them. Then probably they will know that if we engage in such activities, we're going to be treated as criminals.
Ish. Yeah, it's tricky, Steve, because, one can say, but they're still children. And then you look at what they do and you're like, but they're not behaving like children. But is it really that they're not behaving like children or they're just emulating that which they see in society?
Yeah, but what do we do? Do we then sit back and say, no, they are children? Meanwhile, they are capable of killing them. Because once you are capable of killing someone, then it's detriment. It's detriment to the society. Because what kind of society are we going to be building? Where we're going to be saying, no, children, when they have killed someone or where they are perpetuating violence, it's fine. We need just to put them into diversion programs and say, no. They are, fine there, and we do nothing. So when are we going to wake up as a nation? Because, we are saying it's a societal problem that we have, but what is it that we're going to do to make sure that we try to alleviate that? Wait up until one will then lose a child, and what is the expectation? Because the parents will be saying, but no, it should not be taken.
Yeah, what do you do now?
The parent, for instance, in Crystal Park was saying, no, I don't want anything drastic to be done to the children, those that were harming my child, but I want them to know, they must learn, they must know on, the action that they took, the repercussions thereof, what is the consequence. If they were to be taken to a diversion program, yes, it's fine, but this matter must be managed in a professional way. That is, police and the justice system must play their role in this matter. So what do you do?
Sure. What do you do indeed? I'm in conversation with Steve Mabona, the spokesperson of the Gauteng Department of Education, talking about how the department is dealing or planning to deal with all these school tragedies that we've been hearing of lately. The time is 7:20. We come back and conclude our conversation after this. Steve, you told us what the latest is on the Mondia High School murder. I need to also check, what's happening with the Eden Vale High School learner? Is she back at school?
No, the process of discipline it still must be finalized, including that of Crystal Park. Remember, those learners there as well are suspended. They need to, you know, facilitate the process of discipline, and they will then will hear on what is it, the outcome. Because remember, if the SGB decides to expel, then they need to submit that recommendation to the HOD. Because the only person that can expel is the HOD. So we are waiting for that process to be finalized. Then we will know what is the way forward. If they recommend expulsion and the HOD agree to that recommendation, then those children will be expelled. But like as I said earlier, we need to find alternative schools for them to be accommodated there.
Sure. I guess there's no easy way of dealing with it. The monster has to be tackled head on. What have you found is the general attitude, Steve, of parents of delinquent learners? Do they acknowledge what their children are doing in school? Is there a willingness to help correct or rehabilitate? What is the general attitude of parents?
No, out of 10, probably 8 will want to defend.
Really?
The mantra will be, no, but this can't be my child. Let's find a way of dealing with this. And when you recommend expulsion, that's where you see that parents want to appeal, you know. So each and every parent will want to defend their children. But because, you know, when you deal with these cases, you then need to make sure that you are fair. You look at the merit of all the cases, and then you take that decision. But yeah, majority of parents will want to defend their children. But maybe because, you know, as parents, we will want to jump and defend our children, you know. So I don't know whether maybe this is a culture of parenting or what, but definitely, you know, majority of them will want to defend their children.
Look, I guess in the beginning, I can understand the shock of you being told what your child has done and you going on some hissing one again, or I didn't bring him up to be like this. But when you are told and presented with all the evidence of what has happened, surely some kind of agreeable attitude is expected then from you as a parent.
Yeah, I mean, ordinarily, that's how it should be happening. But when we interact with our officials and you know, go through all the cases that are presented, we see a different, you know, story.
Very interesting. Steve, we're almost at the end of the 43 new schools initiative. Are you going to reach the target by the end of the month?
Look, remember, we've been opening a school every week.
Yep.
Well, initially we were opening a school every month, but we felt that looking at the number of schools that we still have to open or facilities that we still need to hand over to the SGBs, let's do it, you know, on a weekly basis. And people have been saying we are looking at on the date of the 8th of May, you know, for elections, and we've been saying no, but you need to look back where we come from.
Sure,
we've been opening the schools. It's just that it's not fashionable for our media to report on positive news.
No. You are attacking us unnecessarily now, Steve. Come on.
Let me say some. Okay.
Aye. These are my colleagues.
Let me say some. It's normally people will go to an extent of telling you that, but people can't come and do your PR. But what we are saying, it's important for the country to know, it's important for the province to know when we are doing, you know, positivity or good things which are assisting the country. I mean, we are opening 90% of all the schools that we're opening. Your colleagues are not there to cover. That's why I'm saying probably not fashionable to cover positivity. But we are pushing and make sure that people know that this is what we are doing as the department. I mean, we're going to open the fourth school of specialization. automobile industry will be benefiting from our children, and our children will be benefiting from the automobile industry. In Tshwane, there's a school that is going to be opening now soon. We have aviation, we have, we just opened, maritime in the Val. So we have all those school specializations that we are launching, which enhance the quality of education that we provide in Gauteng. And other provinces want to come here in Gauteng to learn here. Because anything will tell you that we want to make sure that our learner, when they go to grade 12, they can even go into any corporate world on the skills that they would have amassed, when they are still with us. So that's what we are driving. That's what we are pushing. Hence, I'm saying sometimes some of these things are not reported, but we'll continue to do good and make sure that we improve the quality of education in Gauteng. Most especially, our focal point is more on your township, changing the township quality of education, so that we don't have a lot of taxis and buses moving, going to town, to a dingy school somewhere where there's not even a playing field, but people are going from the township going to that school. So hence you see our metric results are improving. I mean, there's schools that are giving us 100% in the township because of
nice.
All the effort that we are instilling.
All right, let's now make up for all the times that we did not cover the good work that you do. Here's a platform, Brag. What have been some of the highlights of this particular initiative, Steve?
Look, we want to brag the schools of specialization and all the things that we are doing now. Today, we offered the K-53 learners licenses. To about 50 learners. What we're doing now, after they have acquired their learners licenses, we're going to give them a platform. Probably they will be in grade 12 now, because remember, you need to be a certain age for you to can start to drive. We've got cars that we're going to utilize to train them. They will go to test. And then once they go into the corporate world with the matric, they will be having their driver's licenses. And we are focusing on the no fee paying schools, those that can afford. So when we move from there, we have programs for your grade 10, where we are teaching them coding. There's learners that are going, we've got a partnership with Samsung. They are going there for coding. Your
nice.
Grade 9, we've got companies that we've partnered with. They're going to be taught out to operate your forklift. We understand that those things are changing. You're going to have forklifts that are driverless, so they need to be well prepared for that. And so there's an element of a skill that is imparted in our learners when you move down in all the grades. As the ministry was confirming today, that all the grade ones at some point, when they leave to the high school, they should be knowing how to swim. So there's partnership that we have went that into, because we need to make sure that people know how to swim. If one wants to go into that career, they must know how to swim first before they have an interest, in swimming. So there's so many things that we are doing, just to make sure that we expose our learners. I mean, there's a partnership we have with an aviation company that has a stake in manufacturing of all your flights. So there's an element of their communication that is there. So these learners are exposed to that environment while they are still in primary school, so that you generate the interest of them wanting to know those things. So unlike us, who started to think about what is it that we're going to do after having matric. This one, they must decide at an early age, enhance their interest in what they want to be. Not like all of us wanted to be a doctor or a nurse and a lawyer. That was it. So there's so many things that our learners can be exposed to. I mean, those that are exposed to coding. I mean, when we were launching the maritime school, there's learners that were they showcased something robotic, which our son, it is at this primary, at this high school level, learners come up with such a robotic, instrument that is used like a crane, something, inspirational that can assist them to have a know-how on how to do things in the near future. Like SNS will tell you that while our education was delaying us, people were, manufacturing or crafting your cell phones or all these other appliances. Meanwhile, we're busy praising frogs.
Let me assure you, Master Mawana, that the work that the department is doing, the good work that the department is doing, is not going unnoticed. And in case you've just tuned in, MEC Panyaza Lesufi handed over K53 learners' licenses today to grade 11 learners. Let me get the numbers right, Steve. It's 50 learners from across Gauteng schools, correct?
Yes, it's 50 learners. You know why that number? There's about 200 who participated in the program.
Okay.
But and MEC was saying to them, I'm so disappointed that we have this number that of you that have passed. But we give you a second chance.
Okay.
Those that are committed, you will then be given that opportunity again to go back and pass. But you must learn, you must study. You know, when you go to Langlach, for instance, when you go there, I mean, one learner was testifying to say, there you are with everyone. And when you go there, they're not saying, oh, these are, grade 11 from high school, then you must treat them, with kid gloves. No, because once they pass there, they will be on our road. Because remember, this program is also linked to road safety, because we want us to conscientize our learners on road safety, whether we are a passenger or pedestrian, or we are a motorist, a driver. You should be knowing on how to behave, so that we reduce the number of fatalities that we have on our roads. So it's a two-pronged program, which is going to benefit the country, and it's going to benefit us as the province and the learners, in most especially those that are disadvantaged. I mean, sometimes that to acquire a license can be so expensive. So someone was asking on Twitter that now who's going to be paying imali esokis. So maybe most of them, that's why they fail so much, because there's no money for sokis. We say go there, you must start, you must make sure that you are well prepared. If you're not prepared, you're going to fail.
The program is targeted at what, grade 11 learners? I imagine 17 and above, so that would be what, grade 11, grade 12?
Yes, we targeted at grade 11. When at grade 11, you are given an opportunity to make sure that you know the road signs, you know safety, you know all the elements, and then you are given an opportunity to go right and pass. Once you have your K53 learner license with you, the one that we are awarding today, then you, next year when you are in grade 12, you stand a chance now of utilizing those beautiful cars that we bought for them. They're going to utilize those cars and train with them, and then they will be taken to test. And we'll be paying for that. Because someone was saying, but why you give them learner's licenses, and what is it that was an expectation that they must then have their driver's license because it's expensive? He said, no. We are going to pay for those driver's licenses.
Wonderful. Like I said before, the work that the department is doing does not go unnoticed. Steve Mabona, thank you ever so much for making time to be with us tonight.
Thank you very much.
And that was Steve Mabona, spokesperson for the Gauteng Department of Education. We're talking about the interventions that the department is employing in dealing with the school tragedies that we've been hearing of lately. And, of course, he was filling us in on the New School Every Week initiative. He promised us that they are going to reach target by the end of the month. And the good news, again, that got released today, MEC Lesufi has handed over K53 learners' licenses to grade 11 learners across Gauteng schools. It was 50 learners. Steve tells us 200 wrote, but 50 passed. That's a tick. That's a box tick. It's a nod in the right direction. All of this, the objective is to equip young people with professional driving and life skills, something that a lot of us never had when we were doing the grades that are being mentioned here. So big up, kudos to the department. It is almost 22:08.